I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I got a hell of a question to ask about Dillon Gabriel here in just a moment. However, Michigan, they have a 1 p.m. press conference today. They're going to announce that they're going to get probably a huge fine from the NCAA, and that's really the only thing the NCAA can do.
I love the message board rumors about the punishment. Everybody claiming to know somebody in the NCAA, and it's not just Ohio State. Like, there are a bunch of teams' fan base that is paying attention to this very, very closely, which is funny. Dan Wetzel said yesterday, this could be like the last one of these that we ever get. I mean, they can say that they're going to regulate like NIL going forward and everything, but that genie's out of the bottle and it is not going back. So you don't see any, by the way, you used to hear about NCAA cases involving like academics, those are gone. You're not going to see that anymore going forward.
LeBron,
so landscape's completely changed.
LeBron and the Lakers come here January 28th. What do you think the get-in price for that is? Because it isn't the last year. They will announce a goodbye tour before it's last year. But just in case, I mean, good God, he could get hurt this season. You don't want that to happen. Or he could just decide, you know what, the hell with it. I really don't think that that's possible. Hopefully the first thing doesn't happen. What do you think the get-in price is for that?
I don't think it's crazy. It's probably more than most of the games this year, but I don't
think
it's going to be anything
crazy. What's normal lower bowl? Not like courtside, obviously, but just lower bowl.
Always seems to be in the $130 to $200 range, depending on the team you're going up against.
Do you think we'll have $400 tickets?
Yeah, probably some. Okay. Probably some down there.
Just asking.
But you know, it's been
seem to be interested in that. Fine, I'm moving on.
No, it's been so many years that I don't... If you told me that this was his final season, name your price. I mean, the final time LeBron James comes to Cleveland is a big deal.
Will anybody do a James Blair to try to bring him back one more time?
Probably.
Depends on how the season goes. So, coming in hot at 9:43, and I was going to say, man, am I making a big deal out of nothing? And then I go, you know what? That's not the real question. I'm going to scratch that out. Even care? That's the real question. Because I'm going, man, you can't tell me preseason doesn't matter when we're going, gosh, you could play Tyler Huntley the entire game. And then I go, do people even care? Have you guys already written off Dillon Gabriel to like, you know what, I'm going to go to the feast. I got the barbecue and brew bash over there in Streetsboro tomorrow after the game, after Axel's game. I'm going to go over there. And it's like, do you even care?
Well, in some ways.
Do you
ways,
care that Dillon, even if Dillon Gabriel's able to go? I want to know from the general fan, because me, like, I'm locked in. I want to see whether or not he can actually do it. But for you, like, do you even care? Like, have you heard enough where it's like, this guy ain't going to be good?
Here's why I do care. I have never seen a quarterback, and we've had all the worst quarterbacks in the NFL, so I don't even need to go to other cities or other teams. We've had the worst quarterbacks in the NFL.
Oh.
It's never been this bad for what we are hearing about Dillon Gabriel. So that alone kind of has me going, all right, let me see this in a real game. Even though it's not a real game, let me see what it looks like.
Seeing it in a game.
Yeah,
it's a game.
You know, they can take his head off. So let's see what it's going to be. Because
that'd be something.
I couldn't believe it. I was sending Ken and some of my buddies like, well, here's him making huge throws against Ohio State with the country watching
college
football.
I didn't even open that up.
And I understand one read offense, all that stuff, but he's fully capable of making these throws. How is there no evidence of this? in freaking training camp?
I don't know. I wish
or
I could tell you.
Joint practice. It's unbelievable how bad he has been, according to just about everybody.
Like, you're not going to go out of your way. You're going to go to the feast, right? What time are you going to the feast tomorrow?
Tomorrow will be like 2:30.
It's going to be 90 degrees
tomorrow.
I know. Sure you wouldn't do that?
Owen said savor every day after he took his daughter to college.
But when it's hot with your small children and your wife who doesn't make anything easier on you.
She's already talking about bra sweat. I mean, it's going to be one of those days.
Jeez, man.
Soak it in. About that. It's going to be bra sweating time.
Stop and it. I was wondering, what could that possibly be?
Stop.
Perspiration in the upper body.
Shut up. I'll walk out of the studio. I already saw you eat the strings that come off the nanner.
Yeah, take it
yesterday.
Like, wring it out of sponge right. out of
Goodbye.
The bath.
You're doing the segment by yourself.
Right
Goodbye.
There on the cement. I'm just You're saying, right yes, I don't care how hot it is. It's the
Stop
feast.
Talking about it.
We Bye. Finally have the naps together. They finally synchronized the naps. If ever there was going to be a time to enjoy my... Ken has left the studio and he slammed the door. Quite frankly, I think he's being melodramatic. In this case, people are staring him down. Mitch, producer, Mitch doesn't seem to care that Ken didn't want to be a part of this discussion. But yes, in fact, we already had some video. We already had audio sent my way from Nito Italia outside where Benny Romance was doing his singing. Ken is now screaming on the outside of the studio. I can hear you, Ken. I can hear you. I think Ken's just upset nobody ever invites him to the feast. I think that's the problem. And Ken, if he just had an invite and had a table, he comes to the Columbus Day Parade, but we can't get him to the actual feast.
What are you trying to say?
Is it that you don't do well in crowds? Is that what it is?
I do great in crowds. What are you talking about?
Well, what's the problem? Are you worried about having it be a three-shirt day because of that
No,
heat?
I'm not worried about that. I just have other commitments. I'm not going. I'm sorry.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I totally lost track of what you were saying because I went outside to talk to Keith, our boss, and then Mitch came down the steps, and I'm going, what are you doing out here? Mitch came down here like, oh my God, what are we going to do?
That wasn't that bad.
You yelled, we have seven freaking minutes left in the segment. Yeah, that's what you yelled.
If it's 2 minutes left in the segment, I'm like, all right, whatever, we can do the rest of it. It's 7 minutes.
It's not a fire that needs tended to, Mitch. We know what we're doing. Cut the audio. Answer the phones. Do the Kafis corner. We got it. He's talking about his wife and disgusting things. I'm going to walk out. That's the way it's going to go. You even care about Dylan Gabriel playing tomorrow?
So I laid a case for it.
I want to ask people, do you even care if he's playing? I think you're making a case, but I think you're lying to yourself. I really don't think the general population cares. I think they care about Shador. They care about either being right or wrong about Shador, the fights that they're having about Shador Sanders. What fight is there about Dylan Gabriel? No one's fighting about him. There's a little bit of Joe Flacco because it's like, oh, you really want to start the 40-year-old guy? What are we really trying to do here? There are people fighting for Joe Flacco going, well, why are you guys just writing him off? Why? And I'm like, well, the wheels have kind of fallen off in every season he's played since the Ravens. So I assume the wheels are going to fall off at some point. You can say whatever you want to, man. They were as wobbly as they could be in the playoff game against Houston a couple years ago.
Sure, sure. But isn't there part of some people that just want to see? All you keep hearing is how short he is. What, Elliot Shore?
Yeah,
Park,
but I'm a football guy.
He came on the afternoon
Elliot
show yesterday.
Shore Parks and Rec.
Did he send me, basically compared him to Eddie Goodell, the 3'7" baseball player? People, by the way, people did come out and see that. That was a promotion. He was 3'7", 65 pounds. What did we have at the combine? For Dylan Gabriel.
You're terrible. Anthony, you're terrible. I don't think they care. I think you and I, sports guys, one of them a football guy, I think we care. I don't think the general population cares. And there's going to be plenty of people. I bet when you go to the feast, you're going to get way more questions about Shedeur Sanders and Quinshon Judkins and Dylan and Isaiah Bond than you're going to get anything of Dylan Gabriel while he's playing in the game. He'll be playing in the game while you're eating Cavatelles. And you're going to get more questions about everybody else and not Dylan Gabriel. Yes.
At practice yesterday, the boys asked about Shedeur only. And there are fans of other teams there. I know we have kids that moved into town from Cincinnati area, right?
Okay.
And they are asking about Shedeur. They're not asking about Dylan Gabriel. The only thing that was brought up was he's the same size as the quarterback we currently have on my 11-year-old.
They do care, but they don't care because they don't think that he's going to be very good. And nobody has said that, except for Lance Zierlein has said a couple, or is Lance Zierlein, Lance Reisland, sorry, Lance, has said a couple of nice things about the guy, processing, smarts, things of that nature. Do you have Lance over there or something?
I have Elliot Shore Parks.
Okay, here's Elliot Shore. Yeah, but you've heard Lance say some nice things, but here's the Eagles beat reporter, the Daryl Ryder at WIP in Philadelphia. This is what he had to say about Dylan.
I would not be putting stock in Dylan Gabriel as a future quarterback of this team if I were Browns fans. I thought he was probably better today than he was yesterday, but I'm skeptical after watching him for 2 days. Unfortunately, I didn't get to see Sanders practice. Obviously, he didn't practice the last 2 days, so I can't compare the two, but I would be pretty stunned if Sanders isn't considerably better than Dylan Gabriel. He's got to be the smallest quarterback I've ever seen on an NFL field. So, yeah, I think it's probably mostly the height is part of it, but I also thought yesterday his accuracy wasn't very good. I do think today he was better, but no, I don't think he is an NFL starting quarterback.
Man, wait
left
a second.
Out the part where he said Mike Leach tried to recruit him so he could throw him over
stop
the line.
It. Okay. I hope he's good.
Now, hold on. What is the height for Dylan Gabriel? What is the listed height?
Because if he ain't good, this is the ultimate smartest guys in the room. I hate that statement.
Isn't it 5'11"?
It's such a throwaway statement, but I can't help but make it.
What is Kyler Murray?
5'10".
Okay,
5'9".
So does Elliot not watch the rest of the NFL?
5'8".
Does he not? Are we just taking pot shots to take pot shots now because the guy's short?
No,
we get
up,
it. He's
up,
short.
Shut up.
But come on.
I got to defend a guy I've never met in my entire life.
Does he shrink when he's out there on the football field? Is
shut
he
up.
Incredible shrinking Dylan Gabriel? What is he?
I think that a guy like Elliot Shore Parks is probably fooled by Kyler Murray. Being the number one overall pick, is that what he means by that? By the smallest guy he's ever seen? Because Dylan Gabriel was taken in the third round. Kyler Murray was still the number one overall pick. So there is an aura. It's silly, but you know that's true. A larger-than-life type, or larger-than-what, he's not a larger-than-life figure, Kyler Murray is, but a larger-than-what-they-really-are person. I think there's that.
Doug Flutie, 5'10", and people said he was barely 5'9".
He had Flutie flakes. What has Dylan Gabriel done yet?
Does he have the van?
He has Gabriel Granola.
That's true. He does have the van. I forgot. He does have a van ad. Okay, well, yeah, Dylan Gabriel's on his way to being Doug Flutie, then. I just don't think, I think I could sit here and make the biggest damn deal about Dylan Gabriel and people are going to go, yeah, tell me about Joe, tell me about Kenny, tell me about Shedeur, certainly Shedeur with a lot of folks, but I don't know, man. I think that a lot of people are just nonplussed with the whole Dylan Gabriel conversation. I wish I could fake it. I hope he does well on Saturday.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.